Hey, everybody, should we ban TikTok? We talked to one of the top TikTokers about why we should not give more power to Joe Biden. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. I've never really been a fan of TikTok. We've started to use it more. We're getting millions and millions of views. But I'll tell you what, the fact that the Washington, D.C. machine, the regime, they can't secure the border. They keep on financing Ukraine. They can't balance the budget. But the one thing that they can agree on is that we need to give more censorship powers to Joe Biden to ban TikTok. I don't think so. Joining us now is Johnny McEntee. I've known Johnny for quite some time. He's a big-time TikToker, also founder of The Right Stuff, former Trump administration. He was Trump's guy for years. He's a great patriot. Johnny, welcome back to the program. Johnny, what do you think of DC trying to now ban TikTok and them giving more censorship powers to Joe Biden?
I mean, look at TikTok's enemy list. It's the Uniparty, the mainstream media, Mark Zuckerberg, and Biden's DOJ. If that's not a red flag to all conservatives, I don't know what is. When you look at the bill, it was literally written by Biden's DOJ. The same one trying to throw Donald Trump in prison. They wrote the bill, handed it to House Republicans, and then in the biggest self-own we've ever witnessed, decided to pass it. And like you said, give the government and Joe Biden new censorship power. So after all we've learned the last 4 years about the government colluding with social media companies to censor speech, to censor truthful information about COVID, to suppress legitimate news stories, to ban the sitting president of the United States. After all we've learned, House Republicans decided to give the government new censorship power.
So Johnny, talk about TikTok's influence. You have a huge TikTok following, and I believe that TikTok, if we're able to give a fair hearing, which they've been terribly censoring of us in the past, that's changing. They're actually giving us more and more of an opportunity to speak, which we appreciate. And our TikTok is growing like crazy. I mean, our last couple of videos, 3 million views, 6 million views, 5 million views. And I mean, nothing like Johnny McEntee numbers, but, you know, we're doing fine. But do you think that there's an opportunity? Because I'm told that right-wing content does very, very well on TikTok. Do you see that as well?
I do. I also love that TikTok doesn't take into account how big your following is. So if you have no following, but you come up with something creative or informative, it can take off and go viral. So we started out a year ago with no following and now have several million followers, and right-wing content does extremely well there, which is good, because what TikTok does is just reflect, you know, American public opinion, especially with the younger generation. So I'm taking that as a very, very good sign. I wish more Republicans would use it.
Do you see that there's a kind of this online culture war is unfolding on TikTok? And so how does, if Joe Biden ends up banning TikTok, will that be a political liability for him?
I think it would make him very unpopular, but to say, oh, we should let him do it for that reason, I don't think is good, because what we're doing is letting the DC Uniparty come up with basically a fake national security concern to just usher in these new powers. I think if we give them this, what happens next? And the bill is so broad. It's like, well, if a media company is acting at the direction of a foreign adversary, Well, how long before they say Charlie Kirk is acting at the direction of Russia for being against the war in Ukraine? Goodbye, turning point. So I think we got to be very careful with giving them this power and just letting them use, fake national security concerns. It just never works out. And like you said, the consensus for this is bipartisan. We haven't seen them, this agree on anything this much since, the Iraq war or something. I mean, it's crazy. It's all about control. I think the fact that they don't control TikTok is the reason why they want to ban it. I think the mainstream media is going along with this narrative because TikTok's made them less and less relevant. And anytime you just see, Democrats and Republicans in D.C. doing something like this, it's a cause for concern.
Let's play Johnny McEntee's art. He's like professionally good looking. Let's play cut 73.
Call me old fashioned, but I'm glad my mother was a woman.
Now, that might seem silly, but that's been seen, 15 or 20 million times? Let's play another one here. Let's go to cut 72.
I can't afford a home. I don't feel safe. Groceries are way too expensive. My entire neighborhood is filled with homeless people. Best I can do is ban TikTok.
So there's data to show that Gen Z is becoming more and more conservative. I think Turning Point USA is partially to credit for that. Do you think that TikTok actually, the content on TikTok is also part of that?
Yeah, I think whenever free speech is allowed to flourish, I think our ideas win because they're based in truth. So I hate to see Republicans trying to pretend that they're, tough on big tech by going after TikTok, which is big tech's competitor. Leave TikTok alone. When Jim Jordan's report came out about Biden's government working with every social media company to censor truthful information about COVID, the only thing that wasn't mentioned was TikTok. That's the only company that didn't collude with Biden's government. So I think the fact that it's the free flow of information, our ideas win out. And I hope the government just leaves it alone and lets conservative ideas win.
So can you talk more about the big tech companies that are pushing for this? That this kind of came out of nowhere, but there was a major lobbying spree. Tell us about it, Johnny.
Yeah. So in 2019, when the heat was coming down on Mark Zuckerberg, he gave a speech and he kind of said, everyone's concerned about Facebook. Your real concern should be TikTok and China. And everyone kind of pivoted to that. And then millions of dollars have been spent lobbying ever since to knock off big tech's biggest competitor. If Republicans wanted to be tough on big tech, they would take on the biggest issue for conservatives, which is the censoring of conservatives and deplatforming of them. What have they done on that issue? Not a single thing. So instead, they're doing Mark Zuckerberg's bidding, the mainstream media's bidding, the deep state's bidding, trying to knock off, this platform where people have a voice. And sometimes, a lot of times, the opinions expressed on there are not shared by the establishment or the mainstream media, especially when you look at all the anti-war sentiment on TikTok. I think that might be a reason why they want to ban it too.
Well, so talk about Mike Gallagher. He's retiring on Friday. This was like his magnum opus, his whole deal. Who is he? Is this a Google thing, a Facebook thing? Because they've been losing market share because of TikTok. Is that correct?
Yeah, TikTok has decimated their profits. They've taken all of their young user base. Mike Gallagher voted against impeaching the DHS secretary. He voted for every Ukraine spending bill. He voted to restrict Trump's tariff powers, which would have been tough on China. But they were all these Republicans were nowhere to be found when Trump wanted to take hard action against China. But now they're tough on China by using TikTok as a scapegoat. And conveniently, Mike Gallagher resigned from Congress, but did it in a way where Republicans, his own party, are unable to fill his seat. So I think he was acting in his own self-interest. I think he's a highly paranoid individual. When they wanted to send a delegation of congressmen to China, Mike Gallagher said, no, I would get kidnapped if I go. I mean, this is just a paranoid person. I don't exactly know why he's doing it, but it seems to have, Facebook's definitely had a lot of influence. I think just the fact that the Uniparty and Deep State want it, it's just something they think it's easy. Republicans think it's easy to go along with, and then they can tell their constituents they're being tough on big tech and tough on China when really they're tough on neither.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile's been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the show, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching quite easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find their best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. I love Patriot Mobile. Glenn is amazing. I was just hanging out with him in Scottsdale. Great guy, great American, really terrific what they're doing. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. That is PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. So, Johnny, can you explain to the audience why it's better to fight on platforms like TikTok rather than let the left saturate our kids' minds with total trash?
Yeah, I think it's important to find out where everyone is and speak to them there. TikTok is the number one platform for a reason. It's very easy to go viral. It's where all the young people are. It's cool. It's fun. It's creative. And I think we should use it. It's been incredibly valuable to our company. It's brought people to our app that would have found it no other way. And yeah, I just think it's a shame that Republicans are falling for this and going along with this, like I call the TikTok hoax.
So what is your app, the right stuff? You're trying to create a place where young conservatives can date. Tell everyone about it.
Yeah, the right stuff. I mean, there's a dating app for almost every group, right? If you're Jewish or a single parent, a music lover, a dog owner. But until now, there wasn't one for the thing most important to people, which is political affiliation. So our app, The Right Stuff, is a dating app for conservatives. And it's live in the App Store. It's free to use. We have a large social media following, which you've hinted at, Date Right Stuff on Instagram and TikTok. And yeah, people are finding love, meeting each other, going out. It's for people that want a normal dating experience, a little bit more traditional. And yeah, we're excited about it. It's going well.
So again, everyone should check it out, Date Right Stuff. And the ability to go viral is really important. And you see, Johnny, I'm sure people in your comments, minds start to get changed and persuasion. If we're serious about winning the culture war, we have to engage on these platforms. Final thoughts, Johnny.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think, like I said earlier, our ideas are based in truth. That's why people find humor in them, too. Our jokes have a little bit of truth to them always. And I think speaking to the younger generation rather than ignoring them or ridiculing them, just speaking to them in a creative, light, fun way actually will change hearts and minds.
Check it out. Johnny, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
The latest House bill to send more American dollars overseas is somehow even more bloated than the one the Senate passed in February. There's still $60 billion for Ukraine, $8 billion for Taiwan. Meanwhile, aid to Israel has now gone up from $14 billion to $26 billion. For comparison, the GDP of Vermont is $43 billion. As you know, I stand with Israel and in their war against Hamas, but we should not dedicate half the GDP of an entire U.S. state towards funding them when our border is in a meltdown and foreign threats are pouring into America with impunity. At the very least, every cent needs to be offset with cuts and border security must be passed first. We need a Congress that stops putting America last. And it is a psychological phenomenon. It's a psychological phenomenon as to why our leaders de-emphasize the homeland and prioritize the foreign. Why is it that foreign conflicts are given such greater preference than what's happening on the United States southern border? I think part of it is that there is contempt for the homeland, that the Kingdom of Washington, D.C. cares far more about how they are viewed in Brussels and Paris and Rome than McAllen, Texas, or Tucson, Arizona. Those are the dirty people of the colonies of the country. The oligarchy cares deeply about the foreign conflicts. So between $60 billion at Ukraine, $8 billion from Taiwan, $26 billion for Israel. That's nearly another $100 billion that is about to be spent by the House on foreign conflicts. And I'm all for the Israel thing. You just got to find cuts. You got to make it, you have to make it neutral. You have to make it spending neutral. But another $60 billion for Ukraine, even Mitt Romney has come out and he has said that Ukraine is not going to win this war. Meanwhile, we have $1 trillion adding to our debt every 100 days. And we are just throwing money overseas. Your purchasing power is being decreased and diminished. Do they want to see the response from the American people, this populist grassroots uprising? They have complete contempt for you. And why is Speaker Johnson doing this? Mr. Wartime Speaker, start fighting for America. You know what you should say about the Ukraine aid? No, not coming up for a vote. Vacate me. Make the moderates vacate me. Ukraine gets nothing. And yes, sir, you are at war. It's at the border. It's inside America. Do something about it, or else you'll get vacated. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research. Google and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10. And marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas. Less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety. But I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to StrongCell.com and learn more for yourself. That's StrongCell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit StrongCell.com/Charlie. Julie Kelly joins the program. Julie, there was a major Supreme Court case yesterday. Tell us about it and the implications it has for Trump and January 6th defendants.
Hi, Charlie. So this was oral arguments in a case called Joseph Fisher versus the United States. Joseph Fisher, one of 350 January 6th defendants charged with 1512C2, commonly known as obstruction of an official proceeding. This is the key felony used in DOJ's ongoing prosecution of January 6th defendants. And finally, the DOJ and government's use of this post-Enron Arthur Anderson records-destroying statute that the DOJ has weaponized to turn Trump supporters into lifelong felons finally got its day in court before the Supreme Court yesterday. And so the debate really centered on this vague language in the statute, and admittedly it is, but this is how the DOJ precisely has weaponized that vague language to say that because these individuals interrupted an official proceeding, meaning a function of Congress, that now they can be charged with 1512C2, they can have their lives destroyed, they could be bankrupted, thrown into prison for years, which has happened to many of them. And the Supreme Court, luckily, Charlie, sounded very skeptical yesterday as to how the DOJ has intentionally misinterpreted this language to criminalize political protest.
I want to play a tape here. This is Neil Gorsuch, who is ribbing the Department of Justice. I think it was the DOJ that was the ones that were doing oral arguments. Is that correct? Or
it is U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar.
Effectively, mm-hmm. Yes. So an attaché for the Biden regime. This is an amazing piece of tape. It is Neil Gorsuch, who just slides in there. Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison? This is awesome. Play cut 58.
Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals, and it relates to the point I was going to make to the Chief Justice about the breadth of this statute.
Well, hold on a second. Wait. Jamal, we know why Jamal did it. He did it to interfere with a vote. We know exactly what was occurring. So we had motive and intent. I think it was a perfect point by Neil Gorsuch, and one that is going to, I think, significantly neuter this aggressive lawfare from the Biden regime. Your thoughts, Julie Kelly?
I hope so, Charlie. I think you're exactly right. And I was listening. Of course, I was live tweeting it. And when I heard Neil Gorsuch saying that, of course, you're laughing out loud because you know, and everyone in the room knew. And of course, Elizabeth Prelogar, the Solicitor General, knew exactly what he was referring to as well. But look, what she continued to argue, and there were other hypotheticals raised as well, is that for some reason, this four-hour disturbance that delayed the Electoral College certification proceedings for only 6 hours, they act like it was delayed for weeks and never happened, that somehow that rises to the statutory elements of 1512C2, but no other protest does. And that is where the government really stepped on its own toes. Because if you're going to apply this and you're going to say that you need intent, you did it corruptly, you obstructed, impeded, influenced an official proceeding, then it should apply broadly. And quite frankly, Charlie, I emailed the DC U.S. attorney last week and asked if any other demonstrators, the pro-Hamas, anti-Israel demonstrators, have been charged with any federal crimes over the past 6 months for unlawfully entering the Capitol building, disrupting Senate and House hearings. And she told me no.
This is extraordinary. And so the Department of Justice or the Solicitor General, what argument are they making here that they were able to find the intent statute with every single one of these January 6th defendants? Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So there are 350 who have been charged. And they did say that, yes, we found the intent, that they did it corruptly, that they knew they were going to be interfering in this official proceeding, and that they did so, you know, corruptly. And so that is really what her argument is. And this is what the DOJ has been arguing now for 3 years in all of these cases and sending these people to prison on an obstruction statute.
So Julie, how do you think the court is going to rule then?
Hopefully it will be tight. I think it could be 6-3, 5-4 in defense or, supporting Joseph Fisher. This count was dropped in his case. There was only one D.C. judge who dropped this count against any J6 defendant. And so I think that hopefully it'll be tight, but I think that the J6 defendants will prevail.
So now shifting gears to the lawfare against Trump with the Alvin Bragg selection, I want to get your thoughts on the jury selection. I believe we have some tape here that MSNBC was reporting that a member of the jury was allowed to stay on the jury despite posting on social media celebratory videos of Trump's or Biden's win or Trump's loss. Your reaction, Julie Kelly?
To that video?
Well, just your reaction to the jury selection, to just how the whole process in New York is unfolding.
I mean, as far as I can tell, and I'm sorry, I've been covering this, the SCOTUS hearings, but look, this has been happening in Washington, D.C., too. You have these biased jurors in a city that voted in this instance, Manhattan, 85% for Joe Biden, 93% for Joe Biden in Washington, D.C. It's almost impossible to find a fair-minded jurors, but they have to cobble something together, even though you know that their news digestion is far left and you know that they live in a very left-wing part of New York City or in Washington, D.C. So this just continues, Charlie, to delegitimize in the eyes of the American people that this is anything but a fair trial. And of course, it's not, but it will keep Donald Trump in this courtroom now for 6 to 8 weeks. And it's just astonishing to see this really unravel. But to see Alvin Bragg and the media so bent on making this somehow appear legitimate, which, of course, it's not.
No, it isn't. Any updates since we've last chatted, Julie, on timeline with these federal cases, or we've kind of just hit a little bit of a lull?
So it looks like, I mean, really the only thing that's happening right now is the classified documents case in Southern Florida. Now, Donald Trump's team, because he is going to be in this courthouse in New York for the next 6 to 8 weeks, is asking for, you know, a delay or suspension in some of the deadlines that are now pending in Southern Florida. Now, Judge Cannon has already said that she will be very tough in making sure that Donald Trump is there to help prepare his own defense, to look at these classified documents in secure settings, and of course, to attend any hearings. So she might very well delay some, if not all, of the pending deadlines until this trial in New York is over. Now, next week, Charlie, will be the oral arguments for presidential immunity, and that is next Thursday, the 25th. That then, whenever that decision is handed down, will then impact the January 6th trial in Washington, which has been on hold as the appellate court and now Supreme Court figure out this question if Donald Trump is immune or any president from criminal prosecution.
It is monumental here. All right, Julie, I'm trying to get this tape here of the prospective juror here and all that's involved. I'm just kind of curious, out of the top of my head, is the FBI continuing with new indictments for January 6th defendants? And if so, how many now have been convicted?
So we now, Charlie, have exceeded the 1,400 defendant mark, 1,400 defendants. They announce new arrests almost every day. In fact, last week, just days before the Supreme Court was going to hear oral arguments on 1512C2, Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney, indicted a man from California on 1512C2. So they are not seeing any or demonstrating any self-restraint here at all. Matthew Graves has said that he wants to reach a total caseload of over 2,000 defendants, or this is all over, certainly before the statute of limitations runs out. And this is exactly what they're taking up. They will probably arrest and charge more people in 2024, Charlie, than they did in 2022. As this was really ratcheting up. Now, why are they doing that? Well, they want to juice the numbers for alleged domestic violent extremists, but also, Charlie, they want to continue to warn the Americans, especially Trump supporters. If you engage in any sort of protest, especially in the nation's capital, of this nature related to the 2024 election, this is what's coming for you.
Remarkable. Julie, remind people how to follow you, your Substack, all of your details.
So I'm at Declassified with Julie Kelly on Substack, also Real Clear Investigations. I'm on Twitter, Julie_Kelly2, and I was going to say X, Twitter X, and then also Truth Social, Julie_Kelly.
Julie, just really quick, has Speaker Johnson released all of the January 6th tapes?
I know that they just released another batch. I think they're up to more than 20,000 hours on Rumble. So that's very encouraging. There was also a hearing today on the Hill in Representative Loudermilk's committee with whistleblowers from the National Guard who explained why the deployment of National Guardsmen was so delayed and that it was not Donald Trump's fault, but actually members of military brass. And so I'll be covering that soon as well.
Julie, thank you so much. Appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie.
For years, I've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues, especially true if you're a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I want to tell you about how Turning Point Academy is working with the Herzog Foundation, how you at home can also benefit from it. They have an online publication called The Lion and also Making the Leap. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. Go to herzogfoundation.com. That is herzogfoundation.com. So check it out right now, herzogfoundation.com. Portions of The Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you in part by the Stanley M. Herzog Foundation. That is herzogfoundation.com. All right, everybody. This is like central casting. This woman, I think, was one of the rejected jurors that she could not be partial. But this is you want to see like a picture of just kind of the window into why the country is collapsing. I give you Exhibit A. She's definitely a Harry Potter girl, very anxious. From the glasses to kind of how she talks to her inflection, this is the single woman phenomenon I've been talking about. I guarantee you she has some cats probably at home. Big defender of hormonal birth control, big time. Play cut 75.
Can you share your opinion of the former president and why you felt that you could be unbiased?
I'm not a fan. During COVID-19, I lived with someone who was immunocompromised, and I think his handling of COVID-19 was abysmal. I have a sister who's adopted from China, and the comments he made about China when he was running for president made her very anxious and therefore made me angry. There are policies he has supported that regard women and reproductive health that I do not agree with. And I think all of that needs to be addressed.
She said she was unbiased. And then you hear all this. So now we have a little bit of a picture of who is on Trump's jury. I'll get to jury number one last, because juror number one might save the country. Juror number seven lives in the Upper East Side, corporate lawyer, going to vote against Trump no matter what. Juror number six, female, lives in Chelsea, software engineer, works for Disney. Sorry, Trump. That's going to be a bad one for you. Juror number five, female, lives in Harlem, teacher, gets her news from Google and TikTok. Forget that. Juror number four, male, lives in Lower East Side, IT consultant. I literally have no spare time. He's just going to try to get this thing over as quickly as possible. Juror number three, male, lives in Chelsea, corporate lawyer, reads the New York Times. Juror number two, female, lives in the Upper East Side, oncology nurse, here for civic duty. Woo. And then number one might save the country. Male, lives in West Harlem, works in sales, no kids, reads the dailymail.com. Daily Mail, there we go. The Daily Mail. Now, we have a leaked picture of the jury, by the way. This is exclusive. Can we show the picture? There you go. This is MSNBC talking about the bias within this jury. This is how republics collapse. Play cut 76.
They had things on their social media posts that Donald Trump and his lawyers found troubling. And one of the videos happened to be the juror number one had taken a video at a distance of what looked like a celebration in the streets of New York for when Trump lost in 2020. I think that was it. Mm-hmm. And it showed that she was biased, and there was some language that suggested that she might have a bias. But the judge there was some back and forth between the lawyers, and then the judge actually admonished the former president because he was huffing and puffing and gesturing towards the juror. He said it was completely inappropriate, and he said, "I won't tolerate it. I won't have any jurors intimidated in this courtroom."
Jurors intimidated? That's someone who could determine the future of whether or not you go to jail or not. And that person is saying that they're happy that Trump didn't become president again. This is a judge who donated to Joe Biden. My entire life, I've had reverence for the American justice system. Now I believe it is corrupt to the bone. I do not believe that America's justice system is any longer the greatest on the planet. In fact, I think it is a great flaming disgrace to our country. The daughter of this judge makes millions of dollars off raising money for Adam Schiff and the Senate Majority PAC. And Trump has to sit there. For what? Because of business records in the midst of a political campaign? The first former president in American history to have to sit through such a trial? It's outrageous. And then that you got the Harry Potter girl out there. Well, Donald Trump made me very anxious because he wanted to deport my sister. What are you talking about? Oh, he mishandled COVID-19 because I'm immunocompromised. Where's your mask? Oh, but I'm unbiased. That is like the perfect. You want to know why New York politics are all messed up? You just have a picture of her. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.